staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk to my kids. This has got to end. This has really got to end. What you're doing is cruel to our kids and to yourself. And of course to me. I had the great joy of getting two emails this morning from the Mormon lady here in town and from my Mormon friend in Utah. And there's some questions. And in one, for part of it, there's even tension. Because as I expressed when I did the video to Jim Cross, I'm sensitive to the fact what it's like to hear somebody say what you believe in is false. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And it has to be done with grace. And it has to be both given and received. And not given with arrogance, because obviously we can't claim perfection. That is Christ alone. And so when we proclaim Christ, we do so not necessarily purely. It's even, it's in the Bible. But then, of course, we had the problem with the example I used, John 8 or something of that nature. The Bible, but do you have a valid copy of the Bible? And do we understand what we can trust and what we have to question? There's so many of these things, and the way to resolve this is through dialogue. And, the more I'm studying, trying to understand the Greek words, the more I'm seeing, it's all based on dialogue. The importance of that is so vital, and how unloving it is not to be willing to engage in that. I ask for that to change. I also have a just to finish off a thing full of eggs that expires on December 8th. It's an important day for me. Because it's the day I celebrate my wife's birthday, and of course the one coming up here in a few weeks is a milestone when she turns 50. I want to celebrate with you, Dorothy Jane. I want to celebrate your birthday with you, because I love you. Because I committed my life to you. Because I'm not going to turn from that. And because we have to recover on this. The example your dad is showing is disgusting. It is not what a follower of Christ does. He has all the evidence before him that I'm trying to reconcile with him, not defeat him. And the same is with you, my lady. I'm not trying to beat you. I'm not trying to capture you. I'm trying to reconcile with you. It's an act of love and obedience to Christ. You remember Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ? I love you. Let's celebrate your birthday together. I want you back. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I do love you.